Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Humberto Avila, and I'm here to demonstrate an iPhone/iPad app called Frotz. That's spelled F-R-O-T-Z. And this app is an app that you can play text-based games. Text-based meaning you interact with basically the screen in a text format, like text-based adventures that you can play using this app and using commands that you type in to respond to the game. And you can use that using standard typing commands and using VoiceOver. And as you'll see later in this demonstration, VoiceOver actually is pretty good at relaying all this content in this application. So what is this app about? Well, some people might remember playing those old-style games, like text-based games in their computers or their DOS framework, or whatever. And, they just type in the commands and the game tells them what. It's kind of like reading a novel, but instead of reading, you are actually interacting with the novel. You determine the story. Some of us that grew up with Braille notes, like the Braille Note Apex and Braille Note Power, you're actually able to play these kind of games. So for those of you who enjoy these kind of games, that's great news. This app allows you to play those kind of games. You can actually do that. For those of you who are new to this, this is going to be a great introduction to the world of these text adventure games. So what will happen in this demonstration? First, I'm going to show you the interface of the application of the Frotz app. Next, we're going to go into the settings and find out what this app can do. We're going to go into a Get Started section, find out the help is available. Next, we will actually search for a game to play on the online repository and explain how that works a little bit. And then lastly, we'll actually play a game, find out how it works and demonstrate things that you can do in the game. Without further ado, we're going to launch the application. We're going to go into Frotz.
Frotz,
there you go. I'm going to double tap here.
Frotz, browse IFDB button.
Okay, so this is the app interface. We're going to move around this application. I'm going to flick right to move my element by element.
Frotz, settings button.
That's your settings button, what I assume is going to be in the upper right corner of the screen.
Edit button.
That's your standard iOS edit button where you can arrange things, delete things, etc.
Select a story, search field.
So we are in the select a story. This is the meat of the application here. We're in the main frame section of the application. And we will, this is just your search bar where you can search. If you had like hundreds of games here, you can find one by a specific name, and that's what you can do in here. So let's continue flicking.
Recently played, heading.
Recently played, this is a section where all your recently played files are listed here. So
balances button.
Okay.
More info balances button. 1 of 3.
So there are 3 recently played games. I'm gonna keep scrolling.
LLR3 button. More info. LLR3 button. 2 of 3. Varicella button. More info. Varicella button. 3 of 3.
Awesome. 3 of 3. Next.
Story list heading.
Okay. So this is the story list. This is the story you can play. Stories that you can play, and this is just a list of games, and that these games you can actually are actually installed in your library. So we'll scroll through here.
9 5 button. More info. 9 5 button. 1 of 9.
I currently have 9 installed games. So
an act of murder button. More info. An act of murder button. 2 of 9.
And just with anything in this tech world, some games have descriptive titles. File names and some art. Right now I haven't found a way to rename these files, so just a thought here.
All roads button. More info. All roads button. 3 of 9.
And these more info buttons, they tell you the metadata of the games. You know, what they're all about, Some offer descriptions, some don't, but for the most part, you find the description in the game. The game's, you know, it's kind of like a looking at the book information, the back of a book when you look, go into the library. It's that kind of information. The author, title, genre, description, everything that's in here.
Anchorhead button. More info. Anchorhead button. 4 if not. Balances. More info. LLR 3. More info. Varicella. More info. The weapon button. More info. ZORKMIT version button.
So there's the list of games. What I'm going to do right now is we're going to go into the settings and we're going to find out exactly what this is all about.
More info. More info. Settings button.
Settings. I'm going to double tap here. I move to the top of the screen by using a four-finger tap on the top of the screen and found the settings button. So, double tap.
Settings. Heading.
Settings. We're in a setting row and I just keep flicking here.
Done. Button. Info. Heading.
There are several sections in here also. Since this is the info button.
About FRUTS. Button.
About FRUTS. Tells you the application version, serial number, all that stuff that... technical and, you know, it can be useful to some people. But
getting started button.
Getting started. So I actually want to go in here. It has some very useful information for specifically for those of you who have never played these kind of games. They're actually pretty fun games to play. Find out.
Getting start settings back button. Getting started heading.
Okay. And then flicking right to get the information.
Done button.
So done button. We're not gonna.
New to interactive fiction, heading level 2.
Okay, so I'm going to let VoiceOver read some of that information. And I'm going to take a little bit of time to introduce you and explain what these games are all about. Okay, so I'm going to just be reading it. Here we go.
Interactive fiction makes you the main character in a story. You control what your character does by entering imperative commands, such as light the lamp, or give the banana to the monkey.
So these are kind of input you can take. You can, you know, just type in. I actually am going to demonstrate this in a little bit. It's a very accessible experience, so let's keep reading.
At the story prompt.
So it's saying that you can type these things at the story prompt.
Greater than. It contains many subgenres, ranging from classic puzzle-based adventure games and treasure hunts, to murder mysteries, to more literary works with intricate plots and character interaction. Since every story is different, most support. About. And. Help. Commands to get you started.
Okay, so basically saying that when you hit the greater than prompt, you can type in your command and you can just keep things and exploring things and doing things and all that. It's like, you know, these audio games, the 3D games that people enjoy so much. Some people just, you know, they get hiring actors and professional recordings and all that. They can be kind of expensive, but here, in these games, you get to use your imagination. You get to, you know, spoil your mind a little bit with just thinking and problem solving a little bit, sharpening your skill set. Don't have to worry about large file sizes and all that. It's just kind of efficiently runs in your phone, and just like interacting with a novel. So, I'm going to.
No, really. Where do I start? Heading level 2. If you've never played interactive fiction before, don't worry. FRUTS includes several stories that are well suited to beginners. Lost Pig, table start. You play an orc named Grunk on a mission in this clever and entertaining game. Bronze.
We're interested in a game that's
set in the Dreamhold.
This one, Dreamhold.
In the Dreamhold, you explore a wizard's castle looking for clues to your past. Also designed for people who are new to it, with tutorial help and even automatic hints.
So, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go out and download this game, the Dreamhold. It says it includes a tutorial. And it includes information about how to get started playing this interactive fiction. So
page 1 of 1. Skip done. Button.
So we're going to go.
Browse IFDB.
So we move the top of the screen at the from the settings all together. And the get started all together. And what we're going to do is we're back in the interface, the main app screen. We're going to click on this.
Browse IFDB button.
Browse IFTP, which is basically the interactive fiction database in which these games can be located. These games, now most of these games are a little bit, you know, open source, so you don't pay for it. Some, you know, are paid, but most of them are maintained by a community that's, you know, it's open source and, you know, They're just volunteers and they want a particular time to just write these games for us, for people who actually want to play these games. So, I'm going to double tap here.
Back button. Story list button. Story browser heading.
Story browser. What we are going to be interacting with here is a standard browser, kind of like Safari in Firefox and all that. Just like a web browser. This app is using standard WebKit iOS development platforms so that we can interact with a standard web browser that is actually very accessible. So I'm gonna just keep clicking.
Browse, link, table start.
It's a link.
Vertical line, search, link. Games.
This is your search.
Text field. Submit button.
Okay.
Text field.
For sake of clarity and just kind of brevity, this is just your search bar. And we can explore this screen a little bit and find out what is available. But to cut my point a little bit across, I'm just going to search for these games. Just going to search for a game.
Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
I double tap and brought up my keyboard. And I'm going to see if I can find...
Word, speed, line, braille screen input.
Orientation locked. Landscape dot tap B. D R E A M H O L D.
So, I'll find the game that they're mentioning, the Dream Hole, which is actually a pretty nice game. I used to play it on my Braille Note.
Login, link, Dream Hole, Z8, Dream Hole, Z8, link, Dream Hole, Z8, link, Windows Game Package, link, Dream Hole, Dream Hole, login, link, Dream Hole, Z8, link, image, table
okay,
start.
So, we found the game. It's called DreamHole.z8. Z8 is the file extension they used to play to disseminate these file formats. They are in itself apps in themselves, or sub-apps, or programs, or whatever. They're contained in a container format, so that you interact with things. And I'm going to just...
DreamHold, Z8, link.
I'm going to click on this, or double-tap on it.
DreamHold, Z8, link. Select alert. Selected story added to story list.
So it brought up a standard iOS alert, very accessible alert, saying that the story file has been added to the story list library.
The Dream Hold. Okay, button.
Okay.
Browse IFDB, button.
And the link image that you heard is actually going to take me to the About screen. But since we already know what the game is about, from the description we listened to a little bit, it's going to be in a castle and everything. So we're going to go ahead and just kind of get started. So we're in the
Browse IFDB,
main screen again.
Fraz. Settings button, edit button, select as recently played balances, more very seller, story list, heading.
Okay, I'm gonna scroll the story list.
9-5 button, more info, ZR.
I'm actually scrolling through the doing the forefinger tap on the bottom of the screen, just scroll through the bottom of the app and find this because it starts with T and it's alphabetically sorted.
ZR, the weapon, very seller, LLR2, the Dream Hold.
Oh, okay. So, Dream Hold. So I'm going to double tap in this.
The Dream Hold back button.
And I'm going to explore here the screen.
Fraz. Settings button.
Okay, so it's just like any other screen here.
Icon keyboard button. Cell dimmed.
No.
Cell dimmed.
That's. I'm going to explain a little bit. This is called the status bar. Now it said cell dimmed. The cell happens to be the name of the place you are in. Usually the names of room locations, what they call it, are put in the status bar. The status bar can be accessed by going here, voiceover, and scrolling to that.
Time shifts and flat cell.
I'm going to flick, and you can read some information.
Time shifts and flattens, days and decades folding beside like pages in a book. You can see.
Ooh.
The Dream Hold, a tutorial adventure by Andrew Plotkin. Copyright 2003-04. First time players should type about. Release 5 slash serial number 041231 slash inform v6.21 library 6/10. You wrench your eyes open. Rough gray stone ceiling. Your head hurts, and you're lying on the floor. You're staring at the ceiling, and it's rough and gray, and you don't recognize it. You roll slowly, smooth cold floor, and try to sit up. It hurts. You crawl upright. The walls, rough stone also, scrape your aching fingers. You can't. There was white agony, felt like raw light tearing you apart. You can't remember anything after that. You can't remember anything before that. Gone. You clutch at memory, and there's nothing but empty air.
Okay, wonderful. So this game is a nice and wonderful introduction to the game, and it also gave us the game information. So,
cell, this space, barely wider than outstretched arms, seems to have been chopped raw and square from unfinished stone. Only the floor is smooth, a fine white surface beneath your feet. There is a narrow gap in the east wall. Don't know how to get started? Type help and then hit enter. Greater than.
Oh, here we go. So, notice that we get a description of the room, of the place that we are in, and it gives us the, okay, so these are stone walls with, you know, you're trying to stretch your arms, but you can't, and, you know, the space and all that. But notice that it said something about there's a gap that you can duck through in the east wall, and it gave us the don't know how to start, blah, blah, blah.
Glyph input helper button.
Okay, so, oh, and another thing, if you notice the voiceover say greater than, that's the greater than prompt they're talking about here, where you can type in your commands.
Input command.
Now,
input command.
At the bottom of the screen is going to be an input command. This input command is, as weird as this might sound, it's actually a text field area where you can type your imperative sentences, your commands.
Input command.
I'm going to double tap here.
Input command, insertion point at start.
Okay, awesome. That's just a standard voiceover text field that you can activate. So I want to bring up my
Word, speak, lang, braille screen input, orientation locked.
Locked, landscape, screen away mode, contracted.
I'm going to type
G, go, E, A, S, T.
Go east.
Go east, you duck your head and push through the gap. Narrow hallway, you are standing in a short windowless hallway. To the east is the foot of a flight of stairs, which rises out of sight. To the west, the hallway narrows, ending in a small gap of a doorway. Looks like you've taken the first step. Well done. Let me introduce myself. I am the voice of this tutorial. Most games don't have me, but in this game, I will watch over your shoulder and give you some help. With a little practice, you'll soon be moving around the text adventure world in style. Back to the story. Remember what's going on? Actually, you don't. As the introduction said, you can't remember who you are or what you're doing here. Amnesia. Yes, it's a cliche, but it'll do for a tutorial. I'll let you go on exploring. The west corridor leads back to the cell where you started, so you'll want to try up the stairs instead. Type up or climb stairs. Carrot.
Okay, so, so it's just going to tell you what to do. It's going to tell you a little bit of, you can do this, do that. Did you notice that it's actually very, very accessible with voiceover? I'm going to try it again. I'm going to climb the stairs.
C-L-I-M-B, climb, S-T-A-I-R-S.
Or I could just go up, it doesn't matter, or press, or type the up command, or type up and press enter, and just...
Climb stairs. You begin climbing the stairs. They seem to go on for a long while, ellipsis, pressing between dim stone walls. Where is the light coming from? You haven't seen a window yet, ellipsis, climbing, ellipsis, how far? Ellipsis. Until you pass through a doorway into warm candlelight. Crowded study. You stand amid clutter, oddments, shelves, and stacks. The chamber is comfortably broad, centered around a massive and well-worn wooden desk. But so much is jammed in, around the desk and up the paneled walls, that you barely find room to stand. Books, papers, dried plants, animals stuffed and preserved, antique instruments, candles of any hue. You don't recognize half of it, and you can't name half the rest. There are wide doorways on the north and east sides of the room. A door of heavy wood stands closed to the south, and stairs descend into dimness to the west. You see an immense book on the desk. Behind the desk is a tall glass-fronted cabinet. Beside that is a small brass trunk, which is closed. If there were a quarter as much here, and a tenth as many books, you might be in any scholar's study. But this knowledge must represent lifetimes of work, lifetimes under a single hand. You do not know where you are, but you
okay,
dot,
so
dot, carrot,
kind of gives
dot,
it,
dot, four.
It kind of gives us the story, kind of what's going on in a little bit. Notice how accessible things are. You type in your command, you press enter on your keyboard, or in my case, I'm typing my command in my braille screen input screen and flicking my two fingers with, you know, down on the screen, and I pressed, that's like enter, and it's reading everything. So it's very accessible. You can just kind of know what this is about. For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to see if I can...
papers. Books are lined up on shelves, stacked on the floor, scattered in hazard across everything else in the room. You glance
at a few titles, gingerly lift a cover, but you recognize none of the many scripts and languages you find. Something in the chaos catches your eye. It looks like a white papier-mâché mask, lying beside the desk. Command greater than.
It's a mask. So, I typed in examine papers, or X papers for short. I mean, I'm so used to this now, I can But anyway, it says that notice that there's a mask revealing behind papers on the papers. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to take it. I'm gonna say
take mask.
Taken. Your score has gone up. Your score is displayed in the top right corner of the window. 1 of 7 means you've achieved 1 out of 7 main goals. The score increased when you picked up the white mask. So .4.
So notice it said the score is displayed on the right top corner of the window. That's for the author assumes they're using a screen here. But we're not using a screen. We are using a screen reader. Voiceover.
Portrait headings.
I'm gonna go back to the area. I'm gonna flick left.
Glyph input helper, but greater than. Crowded study 1 of 7, dimmed.
I flicked left several times until I found the area where it says dimmed, that back earlier one is the cell. Now it says
crowded study 1 of 7, dimmed.
Crowded study 1 of 7. So that's the score, that's the status bar. So now it's according to this game, you're 1 of 7 tasks you need to achieve and get, or 1 of 7 masks that you need to get in this instance. And that's the score. That's how it's displayed here. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out of this game. The game will save automatically, just so you know, in your device or in your Dropbox. I'm going to explain a little bit now.
Select a story. The dream hold button.
I scrubbed with 2 fingers quickly to click the back button. So now I'm going to go into
more info. The dream hold button. From settings.
Settings.
Button. Settings. Heading. Done. Info. Heading.
Okay, so
about front. Getting start. What's new? Button. File transfer. Button.
File transfer. You can actually transfer. Just explaining quickly what you can do here. You can actually transfer your files, your games, and your saved games, which are separate files, to your iPhone via a web browser or Windows Explorer window or Mac or whatever. And this phone here will actually act as a web server. You can transfer game files here. So that's what you can do.
Preferences, heading.
Your preferences.
Text color, button.
For those who low vision or Zoom users and you are interested in accommodating yourself, here's your color.
Background color, your button.
Your background color.
Story font, button.
Your fonts.
Font size, 12.
This font size currently set to 12. If you want to read, go along with VoiceOver and large print as well, or Zoom, you can do that. You can increase this. It's very flexible.
25% adjustable.
And it also has a
35% font size, 13.
That you can adjust, just like any other adjust bar, by doing up and down with one finger.
35% word completion. Word completion. Switch button off.
I personally turn it off because it assumes you. It's like text prediction on VoiceOver. In some instances, may not play so well with that.
Story info editing. Story info editing. Switch button off. Dropbox settings button.
Dropbox settings. This is the most important setting. For those of you who want a little bit more cloud, like, you can actually put your files in your Dropbox. And if you use a Mac or if you use a Windows machine, you can put both game files and save the game files here. And
reset preferences to default.
You can do that.
Reset prep Dropbox settings button.
I'm going to go in here a little bit.
Settings, back button. Dropbox settings, heading.
I'm flicking right with one finger.
Done, button. Frost is currently linked to your Dropbox account. This will automatically synchronize saved game files with your Dropbox so you can easily share them between multiple devices.
Okay, awesome.
Relink to Dropbox account, ellipse, unlink account. Dropbox folder for Frost files, heading. Sync folder. / Frost, text field.
And I just kept flicking until I get to this option. This is the folder in which you will sync. It will sync your games that you save to your computer or you play. It will create a folder named Frots, and it will do that.
/ Frots.
And you can save your files. And okay, that's pretty much it from me to demonstrate the Frots app. FROTZ. That's how it's spelled. Frots. FROTZ. Okay. Hopefully you enjoyed this app. Hopefully you were able to get something out of this app, and hopefully you were able to, do something useful with this app. You play games and just kind of sharpen your mind a little bit using these games, using your creativity, problem solving skills. And well, that's pretty much it for me. If you do have any questions about this application, and if you have, you know, something you want, need help with, just feel free to contact me. You can either post your comments, or you can either have my email address. My email address is Avila, Avila dot BERT dot HUMBERTO 2 at gmail.com. So this is Avila.Bert, BERT dot Umberto, my name, first name, HUMBERTO 2 at gmail.com. Hopefully this is helpful to you, and until then, have a great day and just happy playing. Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.